Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. The ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
This is the Michael K. Show.
How about Aaron Judge? He had four hits for the third time in his career. He's gotten off to the kind of start that you dream about. And when you pile on the fact that he turned down a mega buck offer from the Yankees, he bet on himself. And when you bet on yourself, there's pressure. And he has answered the pressure in the best way that you can answer pressure, with unbelievable production. And you look at what he's done right now, and he's on pace for about 60 home runs. Now, will injuries rear their ugly head? I don't know. So far, he's been great. He played center field very well. He plays right field in Gold Glove caliber. And, oh, yeah, the Yankees still have the best record in baseball.
The Michael K. Show.
But this team has something special going on right now. And Judge, guys, he's right in the middle of it.
On 98.7 ESPN.
All right, before we get to Aaron Boone, I do have the answer to Rest Roulette today. You want to take a guess, guys?
Guess on Rest Roulette today. I'm two in a row.
Yeah, I know. Come on, guess. Aaron's waiting.
Joey Gallo.
You have Joey Gallo. Don, who do you have?
What?
Who do you have for Rest Roulette?
I have Gallo.
You have Gallo. You're both wrong. Today's Yankee starting lineup brought to you by Bigelow. T. Hicks in center, Judge the DH, Rizzo at first, Josh Donaldson at third, Gleyber Torres at second, Joey Gallo in left, Isaiah Kinnifalefa is the shortstop. He'll bat seventh, batting eighth. The right fielder, Marwin Gonzalez, and the catcher, Jose Trevino, is the number nine batter, with Gerrit Cole on the mound. That's today's Yankees starting lineup brought to you by Bigelow T. Bigelow T is a proud supporter of the Michael Key Show, the official hot tea of Joe Torre and the New York Yankees. Now it's time for the Aaron Boone Report on 98.7 ESPN, brought to you by Woodbridge, by Robert Mondavi. Aaron, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Great. Peter wants to have the opportunity to ask you the first question.
That's right. I was nominated, Aaron. This is a very important question. So
can I say something first?
Can I say something first? Go ahead.
I just wanted to say there's a lot of buzz down here on the field in Baltimore down here about Don potentially taking the Devil's gig.
Whoa!
Is there any truth to it?
Don, wow!
Well, Aaron, as you know, I don't deal in hypotheticals.
Oh. Hey, right, I know that answer. That's a good answer.
My sole focus right now is
the Aaron
Michael
Boone Report.
K. Show, and more specifically, our weekly with the manager of the Yankees, Aaron Boone.
Great job, Don. Great job.
Wow, you could be a manager, Don. All right, Peter, get your question out.
All right, so we've been talking, obviously, as you know, we have some fun with you about Rest Roulette, as we call it, and the fact that these guys are getting time off. And then you see yesterday, after a day off, Judge obviously feels great, hits two home runs, fantastic. But the question we had was, how often do you get pushback from the guys where you tell them it's their day and they're actually frustrated by it or try to argue about it?
Yeah, I get some. You know, I'll get guys that are upset with me for a couple days sometimes, or a guy that, but for the most part, you know, especially with our big guys that are pretty much in there every single day, you know, they're pretty open to it, and it'll be a conversation. Sometimes it's a conversation where, you know, I'm ahead of it a day and a half. Like, hey, I'm thinking maybe this day because, you know, we got the day game there and this guy's pitch, you know, so it's sometimes a conversation like that ahead of time. Sometimes it's the night before, and, you know, you get a little bit of pushback, but, you know, that's part of, you know, part of the whole communication ring and trying to be upfront with guys and give them reasons and things like that. And so every now and then they're a little upset.
Now, obviously the science backs this up. Do you believe that baseball in the past missed the boat by not giving guys some time off? Would Cal Ripken Jr. have been a better player if he had been given a couple of days off each year?
Well, I think across the board, maybe. But I think everyone's also a little bit different. You know, I think some guys are cut out to play potential 160 games. Some guys, you know, I think by and large, more guys would be better off. Let's assume health for everyone over the course of a 162 game season. Let's just take, you know, X player. In my eyes, you're probably getting a better player if he's starting 150 games over 162 games. But that's all, you know, there's no proof in that. That's very debatable, and every individual's a little bit different. You know, some guys are more cut out for 130 games, you know.
So the rest roulette today fell on Stanton. Why did he get it today?
Well, just being in this stretch of games, obviously we have another early game tomorrow at 12:30, and then we go home and play a Friday game into a day game on Saturday, and just kind of looking at the matchups, I want him in there tomorrow against the lefty. You know, he's played several in a row here, especially a couple back-to-back in the outfield. So it's kind of deciding for me, and this is one I kind of try to get out ahead of a little bit with G, for example, you know, kind of talk through it, you know, early before yesterday's game, like, hey, I'm thinking maybe tomorrow with the lefty going on the day game, I'd rather have you in there on that day game. And so you just kind of try and look ahead and what makes the most sense, not only to give a guy a blow, but also the guy on the bench, how does he go in and match up more favorably on a day? So it's just picking one of these next four where I knew I was going to probably have him down a day, and this one seemed to make the most sense.
Have you been able to pinpoint exactly what's wrong offensively with Joey Gallo?
You know, I would argue he's started to gain some traction the last 2-3 weeks. Now he had a game the other night where he had, you know, the strikeouts where, you know, you just struggle putting the ball in play. I think sometimes, you know, he gets a little bit of head movement going and there's going to be swing and miss in there. And that's just, you know, who he is. But I think over the bulk of the last 2-3 weeks, it's been a guy that's been getting on base, has started to hit the long ball. And, you know, you're going to go through stretches where on a given day, you know, it doesn't look great, but you got to kind of ride through that and trust that the body of work coupled with the defense and everything is going to show itself.
Now, he did an interview with Randy Miller of NJ.com, Aaron, and he said, listen, this is the hand I'm dealt. I'd like to be DJ LeMahieu, but this is the hand I'm dealt. You know, I was talking to Cameron and Carlos yesterday, and they said, you know, hitters can change. They've seen it before.
Mm-hmm.
Is he just comfortable that, oh, this is what I'm going to be, a 220 strikeout guy and a 200 batting average? Or could he be better or different? And would the team want him to be different?
Yeah, that's not to say he's not working his tail off to be better. I mean, that's he's just saying there's also you've got to have a level of, I think, acceptance of I'm not a particular type of player that I would love to kind of be, you know, where the shift and I just short, you know, he's not that. And I think there's some freedom and some level of confidence in getting to that point of knowing. Now, that doesn't mean you don't work then very hard at your craft and trying to get better and better and better and to try and shore up holes and, you know, shore up weaknesses, which he does work very hard at, you know. So, you know, he's a guy that you've definitely got to judge over the long haul in the body of work, because there are going to be days where, you know, it is a struggle.
Now, I also noticed that DJ was rested today. Is there something wrong with him, or is this a day you chose to sit him down?
DJ's fine. Just, you know, he's played a number of these in a row as well, and kind of looking at it through that same prism, like I know I want to get him one of these next few days as he's been going straight through here, and and again, all kind of always wanting DJ in there against a lefty, knowing we got one tomorrow, and then we'll have one Friday night when we play at home against the White Sox. So kind of marking this day as the day that made the most sense, and you know, this is a decent day to have some lefties in there. So to get Marwin in there to try and, you know, keep him getting at least some reps and some regular reps, and maybe have Marwin back in there in some position tomorrow as well.
Now, the only real concern that I think Yankee fans have with this team is Aroldis Chapman. And is there a concern level that you have with him at all?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I do like that he's been on the attack more here these last couple of days. You know, I think the biggest thing is just making sure that we continue to iron out that he's in a good place delivery-wise and the ability to use his fastball and to use his fastball with some level of command. And I think, you know, that's been at times, you know, struggling to find that real good command with the fastball. So he trusts some of the secondary pitches a little bit more, and he's getting into some counts where that's hurt him a little bit. You know, he's still getting the job done. I feel like he's done a better job the last couple of being aggressive with that fastball, but you know, we want to keep getting him to a place where, you know, he's at his best, and I feel like he's kind of working through that right now.
Now, he did not have command of the fastball yesterday, and then he falls victim to, you know, maybe leaving a slider up every now and then. It seems mm-hmm. to my untrained eye, Aaron, that he gets frustrated yeah. in a hurry out there. Does he?
Yeah, no. I know there was a lot with that with the base runner, and I would push back on that in Chicago when they beat us there in the ninth inning when Anderson was on the bases. And I actually feel like when he is aware of the running game, aware of the controlling, he's actually in a much better place, and it usually cleans him up delivery-wise to make him more effective. So I heard a lot about that the other day, that, you know, he was unnerved by the base runner, and I couldn't disagree more with that. You know, it's just that, you know, Luis Robert bounced a split through the right side of the infield, and we got beat. And, you know, it's not like he got whacked around or, you know, he had a walk and a seeing eye single that beat him. So, you know, it's not that far off. And actually, if you look at, you know, on a whole, the results have actually been pretty good. So, but we want to continue to get him to even a better place, and we need to continue to work with him to get there.
But aren't you seduced, Aaron? I mean, you got a guy out there that has been automatic in Clay Holmes, and you wouldn't have mm-hmm. to sweat as much as you did last night if you just had Clay Holmes close games. Is there any consideration to that?
Clay will close some games, but also Clay's incredibly valuable too in different spots in the seventh and eighth inning, and you know, there's a handful of guys that, you know, if I felt like, you know, they were closing out the game on a given day, I'd feel like we were in a good spot. So it's more about, you know, more and more trying to match guys up in against matchups and lanes that we think they're going to be the most effective in. But Clay is certainly a guy that I feel like could handle any role.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Have you been able to pinpoint exactly how the heck Nestor Cortes got here? I mean, you guys gave up on him. Other teams have given up on him. And now let's face it, in the quarter poll here, he's a Cy Young caliber pitcher. I mean, what came together for him?
Yeah, I think it's a lot of factors. I think it's a guy with really good makeup as far as work ethic, ability to process information and apply it, confidence, a fearlessness to when he walks out on the mound. He's got a really good competitive way about him. And, you know, I think we got to stop with the narrative that he's doesn't have really good stuff. You know, he does have really good stuff. And I think that's been a result of a lot of hard work, understanding what his strengths and weaknesses are, understanding how to use his repertoire. I go back a lot to his strength and conditioning that has really gotten a lot better for him over the last couple of years. And I think the result of that is slightly better, more crisp and more repeatable stuff on a, you know, outing per outing basis. But we're seeing a guy that really, really executes, knows what he's doing when he walks out there, knows how he wants to attack guys when he goes out there, has the conviction to do that, and the ability from a command standpoint to use both sides of the plate, with whether it's his fastball, whether it's his cutter, his slider. When you can execute on both sides of the plate, you know, that gives a lot for a hitter to consider, especially when you have the kind of cutter that he has for those right-handed hitters.
We're talking with Aaron Boone, his weekly segment here on the Michael Kay Show. All right, so play this out with me. You're in your hotel room today. You All order right. some room service breakfast. And you're sitting there. You're looking through some notes. And do you just sit up a little straighter and go, damn, we're 27-9?
Actually, I had breakfast downstairs, me and Mike Harkey. Great restaurant downstairs in our hotel. Good little ambiance. So we just kind of talk through the day, talk about our team, talk about any, you know, small issues we're dealing with. I don't know if I sit up any straighter. Look, I'm very pleased with where we're at record wise. You know, it's always a good time to be racking up wins. But it definitely, when you're winning games as much as we are, I'm not going to lie, it makes life a little bit better, and maybe a little more skip in the day. But we're also very, you know, aware of we ain't done nothing yet.
What'd you have for breakfast? What'd you order?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Great American breakfast down there. Over medium eggs with some potatoes and whole wheat toast, really good bacon, exquisite coffee, great mug, great ambiance down there. It's like a Mexican restaurant down in our hotel. It's really good.
Is there any kind of challenge, Aaron, to the redundancy of this schedule early on, playing the same team a lot in a short period of time?
I don't know. I think you get a little bit used to that just because, you know, the way the schedule is and the way it's been now for several years, and it's going to change a little bit next year. You know, you're used to playing, you know, the teams in your division so much. So not really. You know, and actually in the short term, you know, when we're going through the stretch where we play Baltimore, Chicago, Baltimore, you know, there's probably a little bit less of the, you know, prep that goes into preparing the every pregame series that we do, that you're, you know, kind of game planning and all that. So probably makes it a little bit easier when you're going through a stretch like that where guys can focus on some different things.
Do you think that this team – because I was talking to a lot of people yesterday, and they said this team really likes each other. They don't care who the hero is. They all are thrilled for each other. Nobody is selfish, and that is rare, Aaron. Is it rare?
I feel like we've had that pretty well here over the last several years, some years better than others. You know, I thought 2019 we had a special group like that. This year, you know, again, I temper it with we're early here. I do feel like it's really special and different. And there is a level of this group that is, they're so close. They love to prepare. They really support one another. Yet they have the ability to get after one another and hold each other to account too. But it's a really, really close-knit group that does a lot of stuff together. And it doesn't always have to necessarily be that way. I feel like good cultures exist in a lot of different ways. Sometimes there's a lot of angst within it. There can be a lot of angst within some good cultures. This is a group, though, that, you know, 1 through 26, they're really, really close and really enjoy doing things together, whether it's baseball-related or whether it's just hanging out together. And to see the level of support that they have for one another is been pretty cool to witness so far.
Aaron, is there any one player – I'm sorry, Michael. Is there any one player, Aaron, who you feel's personality is kind of most reflected in the rest of the team?
Not necessarily. I think Rizzo's been a big part of bringing a lot of that together, like putting a value on guys spending time together, not only at the yard, but away from the field. But I think the team takes on a lot of the different personalities in our room. And I think there's an acceptance of those personalities that guys really, really enjoy about the differences that each of them have.
Now, I don't know how – I know you're a planner. I don't know how far you worry about things, but, you know, you sign a fairly long-term deal during the offseason, so you're going to be here a while. Do you worry about Aaron Judge's contract situation, whether or not he'll be here next year?
Not really. I mean, you know, I'm certainly aware that we didn't get something done before the season, and no, I mean, we're so in the throes of the season and what we're trying to do and accomplish on the field that Aaron is so, you know, obviously instrumental in, but so much like his mind and body and everything is poured into this room and this team each and every day. And if you didn't know, you wouldn't know, you know, about him becoming a free agent. You know, I think he does a great job of just coming in here and being all about this team and how can we be our best and how can we reach our goal of being a champion. I think that's his biggest concern, and that's what you see every single day.
One final thing that I've noticed, and every interview that they do with Meredith, I notice it. There's such a closeness between Trevino and Higashioka. So when Trevino catches a guy and he's talking to Meredith on the field, and I'll go, well, I got to give a lot of credit to Kyle. You know, he's kind of walked me through this. And like, if somebody was competing with me, I try to undermine them. You know, that's how I am. Is this unusual that they are that close and that supportive of each other?
Oh, man. Maybe you'd hope not necessarily, but there's no question that dynamic, you know, between Higgy and Jose, and then Higgy, Jose, our staff, our coaching staff, and our pitching staff has been really, really strong. And their collaboration, their dedication, their commitment to, you know, finding every little thing to give us an edge and be at our best has been fun to witness. And Jose, from day one that he walked in here, has earned a special place in this clubhouse.
Great stuff. Continued good luck. And you're firmly behind the fact that Don should get the Devil's job, right?
I mean, that's just the buzz that's going on here in Baltimore right now. So we'll see.
And what is buzz down here? Buzz doesn't have weight, doesn't have feel. So you just go with the actual abstract of things, right?
Wow. Deep.
Yeah. You know, I'm actually going to run back out on the field because there's a contingent of, you know, beat writers and national reporters out there. And that's all they want to talk about today, and the new left field here.
You tell them that you talked to me and the quote was, I don't deal in hypotheticals.
Wow.
Yes, I will share. I will spread that news.
Thank you.
Thank you, Aaron.
All right, guys. Take care.
Take care.
You're such a bad guy, Mike.
Imagine this, Peter. It got all the way down here to Baltimore. That
I wonder how. I wonder where he heard about it.
I don't know. I mean, I haven't been able to get down on the field today. I got up here at 2 o'clock to do the show.
Yeah, well, because Peter, the only way you can communicate with somebody is face to face. We know
that's
that.
Well, yeah.
It's 1734.
It's 19.
You think I had something to do with that, Peter?
Yeah.
I mean, this is Aaron. Aaron's an information gatherer. He should be in the media.
I don't think that's a guy from Southern California managing the New York Yankees gives First a all, rat's he's from Philly. You know what?
Who's... Okay, he's from Philly. He moved to Southern Cal later.
And of course he cares, Don. He loves you. Everyone cares. It was the chatter of Hot 97 this morning. Is Don really going to get the Devil's job?
Because Ebro's wants this job.
Yeah. Cookies.
And did you have to explain who the Devils were?
To Laura.
To Laura.
No, she was already not paying attention. By the time the word got out of the person's mouth, she'd fallen asleep.
How did a Whitish Wednesday go today? Good?
Oh
yeah, I need examples later.
It was good. I sort of did some best of. I started out with a little Billy Joel, Just the Way You Are.
When they go to best of, Don, they're running out of stuff. You know what I mean?
No. It's just that I wanted to see if after doing it for 6 months, had any of the songs stuck, like after hearing them once.
Oh, I see what you did.
The answer was no.
That is today's Aaron Boone Report, brought to you by Woodbridge by Robert Mondavi. From opening day to the World Series, no wine goes better with baseball than Woodbridge by Robert Mondavi, proud sponsor of the New York Yankees. Now, I have an example, guys, about how close this team is. Something that happened the other day. I'm probably not privy to make it public, but what the heck? I have to serve the listeners.
That's right. That's your number one priority.
You're a big service guy.
I'm a big service guy, absolutely. All right, so settle
not
in.
About Scott's service.
The buzz down here is about Don and the Devil's job. It's amazing. It's Kay LaGreca Rosenberg and you on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Damn!
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.